Come be a part of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics with your host, Dr. Ed Holliday. Hear the voices of liberty speaking all across America. Doc Holliday provides thought-provoking interviews and commentary about the issues and actions that are afflicting this country and what we need to do to get America back on track. Get fired up. Get inspired. Get on board with Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics right now.
And here we go.
Is the sound of rock cracking. You've got Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics right here on webtalkradio.net. That's webtalkradio.net, and we're glad to have you because we are entering into the end of the month of September, and that leads us October, and then we have midterm elections. It's fast coming on, and there's no more important story to talk about than Brett Kavanaugh, the Supreme Court nominee by Donald J. Trump. Looked like, even though the Democrats were out to get him, looked like he was pretty much going to, after all the hearings, be put in, be ready to be appointed, and a vote was supposed to happen last week. It did not happen. There was a last-minute spring of an accusation that was held by Senator Feinstein of California. She got it in July and held it to the last minute to spring it. And it just is something that has been the talk all over the news. And you see people taking things so far out of context. I'm talking about these stations, the mainstream media, giving credibility to something that... should it have credibility? Everybody has a chance to say something. And yet, when have we seen this used against the left? Whenever the left makes decisions. And Barack Obama made Supreme Court justice decisions and nominated people to the Supreme Court. Did people come out of thin air, make accusations? Well, that's what we're going to talk about today. And I'm going to take some clips from Fox News, some other different shows, and just go through, let you hear some. I'm going to comment on it, but this to me is one of the most important weeks in the history of the Supreme Court nominees and hearings, because you can go, everybody's going back to the Judge Thomas hearings in the 1991. And it's really, and I remember that happening. And as a young man, listening and thinking, is this the way government is supposed to work? And Judge Thomas got appointed and has been an outstanding Supreme Court justice. And yet, this is where you would have thought back in 1991, the left would be just clamoring over another African-American appointed to the Supreme Court. And yet they knew, because of his conservative credentials, that this judge, no matter what his skin color, they had to go after it, and they did. And so what does that mean for 2018 and Brett Kavanaugh? Well, that's what we're going to be talking about today. Very important subject. Before we get to that, let me remind you, last week we had one of our friends on the radio, our radio show, Ray Gonzalez, Dr. Ray Gonzalez. He is running for the United States Representative position, District 34 in the state of Texas, on the border. So if you didn't hear that interview with him, go back and listen to last week's show. And the week before that, we had Shell Farley, the New York the Republican Party's nominee to run for United States Senate, and she's doing that, and a great interview there. So go back, if you missed either one of those, go back and listen to those in the archives, because very important for the citizens of the United States to have information on who they'll be voting for. So if you don't live in New York, if you don't live in Texas, you got friends or relatives that do, give them the interview. Give them a link to the interview. Let people know about the choices that they can have. Now, as we get back to this story about the potential placement of Judge Kavanaugh on the United States Supreme Court and the accusation from one person over 30 years ago, and she can't really recall everything about it. And so where do you go? What do you do if you're Republicans? How do you get to be from being accused by the mainstream media of not giving serious credibility to allow this woman to speak? And if you are Judge Kavanaugh and you have something that you say is absolutely false, how do you prove it's false? And that's what the Democrats seem to be wanting to do. So how do we deal with that? Well, Doc Holliday is going to play some clips, and I'm going to give some comment. This is something you need to hear, and I want you to hear it and listen to this show. And then by the end of it, let common sense win and see where we need to go. And saying all this in a story that will change every day, we had to get this recorded. And so what will happen up next week when this show airs is something that, you know, I can't predict. But it's an important topic, and that's why we're dealing with it right now on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. So take a listen.
Brett Kavanaugh, and the chorus is hard to miss.
We have Dr. Ford's credible allegation. She has nothing to gain here.
The receipts were there. The story is credible. I don't think anyone doesn't believe her.
I have every reason to believe that she's going to show that she's a very credible witness and that her story is very credible.
I believe Dr. Ford, as I refer to her, because she makes a very credible case.
This is a situation where you have serious and credible allegations of rape.
Now, we're led to believe that these are credible allegations. They're all reading from the same playbook. But given the age of the charges, what's the standard for credibility? Has any evidence been produced? Is there any corroborating witness? So far, the answer is no. In fact, the only other person named in the accusation says it never happened. And given what we know of the accuser's political inclination and her support of left-wing causes, it's not unreasonable to believe that she has a political axe to grind.
Now, this is where I like to listen to Laura Ingraham, because did she not just give some common sense direction and how to look at this story, playing those clips from several liberal outlets? And it's just like it's a slam dunk. You got to believe her. You got to believe Dr. Ford because she says it happened. And yet Laura Ingraham gives you some common sense and says, wait a minute, let's look at this. I want to continue to listen to what Laura has to say, because this is so important. Catch this and listen to it.
The hyperbolic, overheated reaction to these charges is somewhat reminiscent of what happened to the Duke lacrosse team more than a decade ago. Remember, in 2006, the Duke lacrosse team hired a pair of exotic dancers for a party at a rental house near the Duke campus. One of the dancers, a black woman, claimed that three of the lacrosse players brutally raped her in a bathroom. Dave Evans, the captain of the team and one of the accused, he spoke to the media the moment he learned of the charges against him.
First, I want to say that I'm absolutely innocent of all the charges that have been brought against me today, that Reed Seligman and Colin Fernie are innocent of all the charges that were brought against them. Every member of the Duke University lacrosse team is innocent. You have all been told some fantastic lies.
Well, the media seized on the story, spinning this stripper's credible accusation into a tale of white privilege, misogyny, and just pure evil. A media swarm and rush to judgment followed. The Duke lacrosse coach, Mike Pressler, who stood by his team in the face of these false allegations, was fired for it, and the young men's reputations were dragged through the mud. Only later did we discover that the three accused men were not near the dancer long enough for the alleged assault to have happened. One of the three men accused was a mile away at an ATM machine, and thankfully it was captured on security video at the time of the alleged incident. All three men were eventually cleared of the charges. North Carolina's then Attorney General Roy Cooper, in declaring their innocence, said the men had been victims of a tragic rush to accuse and the failure to verify serious allegations.
Now, Laura goes back to the Duke lacrosse team case, and she does it so wonderfully in being able to present something that has happened before of media hysteria and absolutely ruined people's lives. And people had him already guilty and ready to be locked up. And in fact, so many lost so much. Like you said, the coach lost his job. And this is ridiculous media hysteria. Now, is what Dr. Ford saying ridiculous? I'm not going to say that. We need to hear from her. Will we hear from her? And as we're taping this show, the Senator Grassley has done everything and said that she could. He'd even send a team out and let her speak to the team and not even have to come in on Monday. But there should be a hearing, and the hearing should be dealt with timely. And if it's just a Democratic move the goalpost strategy and get this vote delayed, then that we need to see that, and America needs to see that like it is, a political circus. So if we're gonna have real judgment here and real look at what's good for our country, then let the Senate do its job. Senator Grassley is the chairman, and that's the going. They, like I heard their Senator John Kennedy from Louisiana said, we've already broken the rules. Everything was done. The vote was ready. So they've broken the rules just to have this hearing, and now. The accuser is saying she wants the FBI to get into it before she'll even speak. And we don't know what's going to happen. But the Republicans have bent over backwards, and the Democrats are using this as a political tool. That's exactly what it looks like. And Laura Ingraham is bringing to us this common sense reality of what is going on and what's happened before. Let her continue, because this is an important point you need to know.
The crusading Durham District Attorney, Mike Fong, who cooked evidence and raced to prosecute, was disbarred and convicted of contempt for his actions. Now, this should be in a different fact, but it's a cautionary tale as we weigh and determine the credibility of allegations against Judge Kavanaugh. At least the Duke lacrosse case was kind of contemporary when it comes to the timing. With witnesses and a crime scene. 36 years later, Ms. Ford can't recall exactly when or where her alleged incident even took place. Yet throughout the media, the drumbeat goes on, and there is an implicit message that senators dare not submit the accuser to any tough questioning, as they did with Anita Hill.
I remember sitting in that hearing room watching Anita Hill endure character assassination day after day from Republicans.
They know that they can't attack her directly and say she's making it up. That's what they did with Anita Hill in 1991. Today, that probably wouldn't fly in a Me Too era.
We must not repeat the mistake of the Anita Hill hearings. They were rushed and were a debacle. Do we want to repeat that mistake?
And that was Chuck Schumer saying debacle. with my southern accent, I'm not going to tackle that anymore. But debacle, Senator Schumer. But listen, see how they want to push it. They know if they can just deny, move the goalpost, and if they can get the Democrats can sweep around and get the Senate, then by golly, Trump won't even get a nominee on the Supreme Court until after the election of 2020. And that's what I think the Democrats are gunning for. Very serious implications, not only for Judge Kavanaugh and his position if he would get to the Supreme Court or not, but these midterm elections. There is so much in play, so much turmoil, and we don't know what direction it's going. And those are some things I just wanted Laura Ingraham to point out to you. Now, let me stop right here and remind you, you're listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You're listening to us right here on webtalkradio.net. That's webtalkradio.net. And you can go to the website at www.docholliday.org. There I got a book. There's a book that I wrote with Dr. Alveda King, Dr. Alex McFarland, called Bedrock Truth. You can order that book along with other books. Some of the books we've had in the past, be glad to send those out to you. If you would purchase those, get one for yourself or one for your friends, we appreciate it. We appreciate our new listeners listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. I will tell you that I spent a couple of weeks in Europe just recently and went around, and while I was in Europe, got to speak to different citizens from the different countries in the European Union. And it was interesting when I asked them about Donald Trump. And so we're going to get some details of that coming up in the next few weeks on our shows. Some exciting comments and some comments that you might expect, some that you wouldn't expect. But I'll tell you about some of that in the upcoming shows. So be listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics as we really delve into these midterm elections. Just as you can see in our last two shows, we had, if you haven't heard them, you go back and listen a couple of weeks ago, we had Shell Farley, the Republican candidate for United States Senate in New York, going against Kirsten Gillibrand. And what a great interview. So if you haven't heard that, go back and listen to it and send it out to your friends and neighbors. All your friends in New York need to hear that. Then we had just last week's show, we had Ray Gonzalez, and he's a doctor and an attorney there on the border. He's in a district on the border. He's in Texas, District 34, which borders with Mexico. So what does he feel about the wall? What does he feel? How can he win as a Republican in a Democrat district? Well, if you were listening to last week's news, any, you'll notice there was a district in Texas that had been Democrat for over 136 years, and it turned red just last week. So is that an implication of a blue wave? Well, it was for a state Senate seat. But it turned from blue to red, and maybe you need to listen to that interview with Dr. Ray Gonzalez. And if you got friends and neighbors and voters down in Texas 34, Congressional District 34, send them the link to our show last week for Dr. Ray Gonzalez. So much going on. We appreciate you listening to us. Tell your friends and neighbors, link this show to them, and let them hear Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. Now, we'll get a little bit more on the second half of the show, what's going on with Judge Kavanaugh. And so take a listen right after this.
Hello, America. Todd Starnes here from the Fox News corner of the world, and you are listening to Rock Splitting Politics. Sweet mercy.
All right.
That's good.
And that was our good friend Todd Starnes, Fox News, and I'm glad he's giving us a little pep talk for Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. But now I want to go back to this interview the Laura Ingraham show, and as she was giving common sense about accusations and what's going on here with Judge Kavanaugh, and she continues, I want you to listen to the way she makes her point about, are the Democrats aware of what they are doing? Take a listen as Laura Ingraham sums this up.
A debacle. Well, I actually think the Republicans have learned the important lesson from the Anita Hill hearings. They've learned that the only way to deal with last-minute he said, she said allegations is to refuse to be intimidated and to proceed fairly and methodically. But the more salient question is, have the Democrats learned any lessons about the toxicity of false charges coupled with a media pylon as demonstrated by both the Duke LaCrosse and the Clarence Thomas cases? Do they recognize that a rush to judgment is not only unfair, but destructive to the process and to individual lives? Every accuser has a right to speak out, but should be obliged to have his or her allegations challenged, and sometimes aggressively so. The accused, meanwhile, should not be presumed guilty, and he or she should have every opportunity to clear his or her good name.
Once again, I agree with Laura Ingraham and her insight, because she is an attorney, and she gives so much incredible common sense witness to what is going on here. And if you don't watch her show on Fox News, you should, because she really speaks to the common person and helps us understand what's going on. So I appreciate what she is saying. She's not the only one, and there's so much going on. And even as I record this for this week's show, we don't know what the accuser, what Dr. Ford, is she going to come forward and speak on Monday? And she's wanting all these protocols and things done. And again, it looks like a delay tactic. Is she making the decision? Is the Democratic National Committee telling her what to do? It's one thing we don't have a clue about, but the goalposts keep changing. And there's reports that George Soros is the funding the lawyer for her. And there's so many things we won't go into that are rumored. But I do want to say that it is unusual that so much of this just you can make the accusation, and then the entire mainstream media is jumping on this story, chomping at the bits. And that's the part that really, I think, upsets so many Americans. And if you're upset about what's happening and upset that the mainstream media, along with the Democratic Party, keeps trying to move the goalpost and keep just a hearing where Dr. Ford can be heard, and not she does not have to sit at the table with Judge Kavanaugh. And Senator Grassley has been over backwards saying, we want to hear your story, your side of the story. And yet, as we record this, we don't know what's going to happen on Monday next week, when the hearing's supposed to happen. Judge Kavanaugh said he's ready. But Dr. Ford, well, we don't know. The Democratic Party seems to be pulling the strings. But I will say that this week, as this show is on, I don't know exactly what is going to be coming down, but I believe the Republicans need to move and get a vote, unless there's something just outrageous that comes out of the testimony, the hearings, and they'll be under oath. So we spent this week's show talking about what's going on with Judge Kavanaugh. It's important to everybody gets to give their say, and we want to hear what Dr. Ford has to say, but it needs to be tested, and it doesn't have to be mean-spirited, but the truth needs to be sought, and those who are trained in law room tactics and how to get the truth, let them do their job, and let's see what happens, and let the chips fall where they may. But if the Democratic Party is up to stunts again on November, let the chips fall where they may, and may the people understand what's going on. Listen, you're listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Split in Politics. This has not been an easy show. I appreciate you listening to it here to the end. And let me remind you that next week we'll continue looking in these midterm elections. And like I said, I have just had a 2 weeks in Europe, went through Paris, through France, and then into Munich, Germany, Switzerland, and crossed through Austria for briefly, and went down to Venice, and then the Italian Riviera a couple of days. Then I went to the Eternal City of Rome, and then I went on a trip with two of my children so that they could see some parts of the world they never had seen before, and I saw some things they never had seen before. But everywhere you go, dealing with people, talking to people, helps round out the knowledge of what people are thinking. And it was a very interesting trip. So I will tell you some of the political comments I got from different people, literally around the world, because there's so many people come all over the world to travel through Europe. So I actually got some input from citizens across the world, And so we'll be talking about some of that in our upcoming show. So be sure to listen to Doc Holliday's Rock Split and Politics. I'll see you next week.
Thanks for joining us today, and remember to listen again next week for another edition of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You can order Ed's new book, Bedrock Truths, by clicking on the book cover right in front of you on the screen, or visit docholliday.org. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next week.